www.thebrainfarm.com. Today, Secretary Liu took the first step by requesting and accepting the resignation of the acting commissioner of the IRS. The misconduct that uncovered is inexcusable. It's inexcusable, and Americans are right to be angry about it, and I am angry about it. I will not tolerate this kind of behavior in any agency, but especially in the IRS. We're going to hold the responsible parties accountable.
President Obama hitting it hard, talking about the IRS. How are you, America? I hope you're okay, especially in Texas. Six people have died, a nasty tornado that hopscotched all over the place, really shattered some lives in a place called Granbury, Texas, but also hitting other areas of North Texas, baseball-sized hail and whatnot. It feels like the perfect storm in D.C., doesn't it? And what the president said sounded so good. But what you need to know about Steve Miller is, yeah, he is the acting IRS commissioner, and Obama fired him and said, I won't put up with this. But this is a guy who was retiring, so he was 3 weeks away from retiring. That's the bottom line. He made sure everybody knew that. He saved his face, I guess, in an email, because he announced he was departing when his assignment ended in early June. So there you go. That's hard hitting for you. What about all the people who didn't process the requests for tax-exempt status correctly and held them for a year, 3 months, 4 months? Yeah, it's ridiculous. Shouldn't be about politics in this case. Shouldn't be. But when you have memos that say specifically look at conservative organizations, what were they thinking, the person who put that memo together in the first place? That was just stupid. Don't they know you can't write that in emails and send out those kind of memos? Give me a break. So if he's the only one to go, I still think that's a swing and a miss. I have to say that the Treasury Secretary, Jacob Lew, needs to do a little bit better than Miller as the sacrificial lamb. So they improperly screened conservative groups. That's what we got in the end. Improperly. 55 questions the IRS asked one Tea Party group after 2 years of waiting, and they wanted the names of donors and volunteers. This is the kind of nonsense we're paying for because we fund the government. We fund the IRS, your money and mine, taxpayer money. My, oh, my. By the way, what did Miller have to say as he was saying sayonara? In his farewell letter, he said there needs to be a strong and immediate need to restore public trust in the nation's tax agency. I believe the service will benefit from having a new acting commissioner in place during this challenging period. As I wrap up my time at the IRS, I will be focused on an orderly transition. Well, thank you very much. Turn over the names of all the people who wrote the memos and leaned on people in offices like Cincinnati to not process the more than 500 groups, because the targeted groups, up to 500 groups that could have that tax-exempt status and waited and waited and waited, did everything they could, but just never got the correct responses. But I'm not saying that some of them couldn't have been rejected, but certainly not the 500. We're talking about really lower-level employees who were told by the higher-ups that this is what you got to do. You got to look for these people. So certainly there are a few others who should probably be gone from the IRS, not just Steve Miller, who was easy, who was an easy person to serve up on a platter and say, look, we're already taking action. Because they know, I mean, listen, they know when they huddle in the White House that this does not look good. And here's an interesting side note. Lois Lerner, who is the director of Exempt Organizations Division at the IRS, is somebody who in 4 years made a total of like $740,000. I mean, listen, I'm all for people getting what they should get, but she was right in the middle of this whole thing, and she was getting all these bonuses. You think this was worth $740,000? And the reports are that Lerner herself sent at least one of the letters to an Ohio-based conservative group telling them, asking them the questions, you know, not processing correctly the tax-exempt nonprofit status request. As I said, certainly some could be rejected, but not 500. 58%, that's a high number, of the people who applied were asked for unnecessary information and data. That's the bottom line here. So no political bias. You can't really say that there was no political bias. There was definitely political bias. Tea Party applications. For example, in February of 2010, the Champaign Tea Party in Illinois got approval of its tax-exempt status from the IRS in 90 days. No problem. But that was the month before the IRS started singling out Tea Party groups for this special brand of treatment. There wasn't another Tea Party application approval for 27 months. But dozens of applications from progressive groups were approved. That's the facts. That's not twisting it. I'm all for being fair. I don't care right of right or left of left. I want to see a fair government is what I want to see. I'm for smaller government for this reason, because this is what happens. Power unchecked. And you can fast track, you can look at what was fast tracked. And certainly there were things that were fast tracked, and none of them had anything to do with anything that said Patriot or Tea Party on it. And clearly all that information is there, and I guess will start to trickle out. So conservative groups looking for information were, you know, were shunned, were turned away, and had to keep going after it and going after it and going after it. So the IRS isn't the only game in town. We know this. We've been talking about this. You have to demand an investigation, and of course the investigation stuff is happening. But what will it ultimately mean in the end, and will we really see that a bunch of people that were abusive in their situation are ultimately, you know, sent out and away from the dreaded three letters, the IRS? Coming up in this hour of America Tonight, we're going to tell you about our friend Justin Danhoff, who is doggedly going after companies who say one thing and then do another, and they're hypocritical in their actions. And why should it be pointed out? Well, it has to do with that whole gun thing. We won't accept gun advertisements, but we have the bloodiest programs known to man airing on our network, and that would be Comcast. So he decided he was going to invade their shareholder space. What happened? You'll hear that story coming up on America Tonight. Heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Don't be surprised when the global elite confiscates money from your bank account one day. They have already very clearly telling you that they're going to do it, with what just happened in Cyprus serving as a blueprint for future bank bailouts. If you are concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and I will send you a booklet with 10 reasons why gold and silver could be right for you. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the next bank bailout hits. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Tonight, you know, Justin Danhoff's been on the show quite a few times. He is the man who is on the beat, so to speak, to hold their feet to the fire. That's what I like to think of him as anyway. He's the National Center's Free Enterprise Project Director. And it's interesting because what we're going to talk about this time is something kind of from my hometown, Philadelphia, where Comcast started anyway. It doesn't have anything to do with Philly. But Comcast itself has grown. I've seen it from a little baby organization to just completely exploding. And one of the things Comcast has said, they said it back in March, that they wouldn't run commercials for guns or ammunition. But what's interesting is violence is certainly what you'll see in many of the shows when you flip on Comcast. So, Justin, you tackled this issue. And you say they're hypocritical for banning guns and ammo ads while running what I just mentioned, violent programs. What was the reaction when you visited?
Yeah, hypocrisy. Thy name is Comcast, and thy name is Brian Roberts, the CEO of Comcast Corporation these days. So I brought this issue to the shareholder meeting this year, this morning in Philadelphia, to the CEO, Mr. Roberts, and I said, look, you are profiting every single day from bringing gun violence and glorifying gun violence into the homes of all of your customers. But yet, you are looking at gun shops all across the country, many of which are small businesses that sell to law-abiding, Second Amendment-respecting Americans, and you're telling them their business is no good at Comcast. How do you not see this as hypocritical? And what's more than that, I took it to the next step, and I explained to him that 65% of Americans in the most recent Rasmussen poll respect the Second Amendment and consider it a valuable part of American society. And the U.S. Supreme Court in 2008 definitively decided that the Second Amendment means what it says it means, that Americans have the right to keep and bear arms. So why are you going to align yourself as the largest cable provider in America against the U.S. Constitution, against the United States Supreme Court, and against the majority of American people? Why would you make that business decision, especially when you funnel hateful and angry and violent programming that glorifies gun violence into American homes and make a profit off of it? And it was a very interesting response. So I stated my point very clearly, and Mr. Roberts said, well, I'm sorry, Justin, that's just your opinion, which was a shocking response for the CEO of a major corporation. My opinion, and so, you know, oftentimes the corporations will cut off your questioning after you finish, but Comcast didn't have the foresight to do so. So I just gave a quick retort and I said, no, Mr. Roberts, you're wrong. It's not my opinion. This is the opinion of 65% of Americans who support the Second Amendment and think that it is a valuable piece of the American experience to protect against tyranny. 65% of Americans support the Second Amendment. They support gun rights, and their voice is growing and it's strong. And if you're naive enough to think that these folks, once they learn the truth about your company, that you have no respect for the Second Amendment, that you have no use for it, if you're naive enough to think that they won't vote with their wallet and leave for another cable provider, then you're as naive as you are hypocritical, sir. And at that, he clammed up.
And wow, so that was it. What's the reaction when something like that happens? Do you see some eyeballs go up? Do some people start to look at you and say, wow, he's making an interesting point here? Or, you know, I guess you could read what you want into that. But I would imagine that you definitely catch some attention from the people there.
Oh, yeah. The attention in the room was very, very positive. Most shareholders, since this decision only happened in March when Comcast came out and they went public in the USA Today and said that they would no longer accept gun or ammunition advertisements, most people were unaware of it. So I had a very positive reaction. And the other thing is, you know, I just don't go in with my opinion and my, you know, and rhetoric. I go in with facts. And the facts are gun crime in America is on a massive decline. The Bureau of Alcohol, Firearms, Tobacco's statistics show that between 1993 and 2011, gun crime in America, which has led to death, is down 39%, and gun crime, which was non-lethal, is down 69%. Yet Pew, in their most recent study, has found that most Americans think crime is not only rising, but rising rapidly.
We're starting to lose you there. I think your cell's going bad on us, but we got the gist of it. Justin Danhof, thanks so much, man. If you're paying attention, he is now participating, like they sent me a note, 23 shareholder meetings. So that's good. At least the National Center has. I think Justin's been at many of those. As I said, holding their feet to the fire, no doubt about it. Thanks, Justin, for coming on the show. All right, as I mentioned there, Justin, we started to lose him at the end, but talking about what happened with Comcast, and he's right. It is hypocritical to talk out of both sides of your mouth. You're showing lots of violent things on the cable network, but yet then turning down all the gun advertising just to be part of the pack is what I think. Because if you go back to January, Time Warner said they wouldn't have ads that had semi-automatic weapons or guns pointed at people. Groupon canceled all gun-related deals in North America. Then you had GE Capital, General Electric's lending division pretty much cut lending to retailers who primarily sell guns. And if you go back a year in 2012, Google told their merchants that they wouldn't allow listings for gun and weapon-related things on Google shopping platforms. I mean, now this is America, and certainly these companies can do as they choose, but it's interesting, as I said, it's interesting in the light when you start to shine it on them. What's the idea? Catch the consumers that are going to say, rah, rah, yay, because of what has happened Here they are trying to support, trying to be supportive of anti-guns in America. But as Justin pointed out, certainly we're seeing that crime is on the decline, especially when we're talking about guns. And gun violence in America, you know, if we look at, I just saw something in the L.A. Times. They showed that gun crime has plunged in the U.S. since the high water mark in the 1990s. So we have this idea in our heads that there are more people being killed by guns. But yet, if you look at the statistics, that's not true. Now, just a quick side note to this to throw in, because, you know, we're all about throwing in some of these juicy nuggets here of take them for, you know, whatever they're worth, right? But some of these numbers. So the Parents Television Council reviewed the 392 primetime broadcast TV programs that aired between January 11th and February 11th. They found that 193 shows had at least one act of violence, and 121 shows included at least one act of gun violence. So it's interesting. If they truly wanted to get rid of the whole gun thing, they wouldn't allow that on any of those networks. So it's a kind of a crazy thing. They're alienating potential customers, I would say, Comcast is, by pointing this out. And shareholders, that's why I asked them about the reaction of the shareholders. Some of them not too happy about that because of how many people really believe in the right to the Second Amendment. Two-thirds of Americans, in fact, believe in that. And the NRA has 5 million and going strong. So this could backfire, if you will, on Comcast. But I'll say it again. I mean, we live in America, and if it's my company, then if I want to be hypocritical, I can be hypocritical. But if somebody points it out, you know, I'm not going to like it, right? So they're squirming. They don't like this. And Comcast has gotten pretty big, like I mentioned at the top. It's gone from a small cable operation that was just really in Philadelphia and kind of the New York area and South Jersey that's really exploded. They've got 39 states and the District of Columbia. So Comcast certainly has some juice. There's no question about it, but hey, listen, they're profiting from really super violent programs, but they're trying to thwart gun shops, right? And so most of those are small businesses, and that's legal selling of firearms and ammunition to people who are lawful firearm owners and will use it in a safe manner, I would assume, including self-defense. So hypocrisy in the highest, you might say. I know Justin would say that. All right, stay with us. We'll be back for more here on America Tonight.
It's the cholesterol of your diesel engine that clogs the arteries of your injectors, causing hard starts, bucking and chugging, and potential injector failure.
I used Hot Shot one time, drove to Alabama, 700 miles from where I live. I'll tell you what, it fixed the problem.
9 out of 10 failed injectors can be rejuvenated with Hot Shot's Secret Stiction Eliminator. One $52 bottle could save you the cost of an expensive injector replacement. Deep discount today only. For today only, purchase Hotshot Secret Stiction Eliminator online at $26.99. That's 50% off the retail price and includes free shipping. This price is only available online at HotshotSecret.com. Offer expires at noon today Pacific time. Visit HotshotSecret.com and click the microphone to grab your 50% discount and free shipping. This is a one-day promotion and will not be offered tomorrow or next week.
Hotshot Secret, powered by science.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty, thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135 and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Man, I love that buttstock pouch on your Mosin Nagant. Where'd you get it?
Strike Hard Gear. They have lots of hard-to-find gear for us comblock shooters, like chest rigs and pouches for your SKS Duckbill magazine.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Plus, a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. Enter GCN for a 5% discount on all products at StrikeHardGear.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables, and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Numbers here on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. This used to be my favorite segment. It still is a darn good segment because you follow the numbers in all senses. So we're breathing new life into it, and away we go. And we're talking about the amount of paper on this thing. It's ridiculous. I say it's ridiculous because the emails, it's like 100. And in the emails, the State Department clearly objected to and tried to do an end round about some of the references to Islamic extremist groups and prior security warnings in the internal storyline, and then they had no choice but to release the documents. A 100-page file, like I said, it showed that they were pretty heavily involved in the talking points. You know, it was thought that, oh, no, it's no big deal. It's no big deal that we tried to get people to water down all the versions and not talk about the fact that the ambassador asked three times for extra security because he was worried and nothing happened and, you know, a couple of other things like it was an attack and it wasn't anything to do with any film. I don't see how it can be sloughed off because the facts are the facts. It has nothing to do with Democrat, Republican, whatever. It has to do with the truth about what happened. And families deserve to hear the truth, don't they? They want to know what happened, not some trumped-up version of the deal. So, as late as 3:04 p.m. on Friday, after September 11th, 2012, the talking points still included references to extremists tied to Al-Qaeda and an attack, but Al-Qaeda and attack were stripped by 4:42 p.m. So think about it. Susan Rice does the Sunday shows 2 days later, and she had the sanitized version that had nothing to do with Al-Qaeda or attack or any of that kind of stuff. There were edits. There were edits from John Brennan, the current CIA chief, who then was the White House counterterrorism advisor. He softened the points up, and the emails were released. House Speaker John Boehner said they confirmed what the House investigators earlier alleged, that senior State Department officials watered down the talking points. This is what we've known all along, so it took us this long to get to the bottom of it? Yeah, give me a break. So 100 pages is your number in the Benghazi scandal, because it's a scandal. I mean, this whole thing about it's the Republicans just trying to get an edge and doing the same old thing and trying to sink Hillary's chances for running in 2016, and that's just bogus. It is. It is bogus. All right, sad to tell you that six people have died as a result of tornadoes on Wednesday night. I mean, it was nasty stuff. We know what tornado damage can do. We've seen it over and over again, unfortunately, in our history. We saw it in Alabama a couple of years ago. In fact, every year there are some sort of tornado or tornadoes that wreak havoc. But six people died, dozens of people were injured, just a terrible line of storms moved through North Texas, and it set off multiple tornadoes. There are still some people that are unaccounted for. Some people were found in houses, some were found around houses, and this happened in Granbury, Texas. They're talking about, you know, it's always about numbers when tornadoes come through, and they're talking about maybe 10 might have touched down. 50 people were taken to a Granbury hospital. 14 had to be admitted because of the injuries. Two were transferred to a hospital in Fort Worth. It was that bad. And as many as 100 altogether were injured. So three ambulances, medical buses, all of those came down to help the people. There were two neighborhoods that were hit the hardest. One was called Rancho Brazos Estates, and the other was DeCorvido Ranch. And it's in the southern end of the town. About 8,000 people live there, 65 miles southwest of Dallas. I know it very, very well. I was just there on Sunday. My mother-in-law lives there. She's fine. But not the people around her, not so fine. She knows people that were injured in this. Thank goodness nobody killed. It's a cute little typical small town with some history involved. And the Brazos River that flows through it, lots of people come there in the summer to do the tubing thing. And I think they were really caught off guard, not expecting it. Glass smashed everywhere, winds whipping, just like you see in any kind of a, you know, tornado. Power lines, that's always the dangerous thing. Boards flying off, the debris thing is the scary, scary thing. So a terrible, terrible series of tornadoes that have changed some lives, definitely in Texas. This story is, I have to say, shocking. And I say it's shocking because people will just go to any lengths when they want what they want and they have a few bucks in their back pocket. You have moms that reportedly pay about $1,000 a day to hire disabled people to skip lines at Disney. Imagine you're flying from New York in your jet and you do not want to wait in a line with the rest of the peasants. You're not going to go on those teacups and wait for 2 hours. You're not going to get fast passes. You need to skip all that. So that's what you do. You hire the handicapped so that you can be part of their guide. You can be part of that group, and you immediately get led onto the ride. So the Disney guide charges $130 an hour. It's called Dream Tours. And it adds up to, if you spend an 8-hour day, over $1,000. And you get a tour guide who uses maybe a motorized scooter, and you're in. This is how the 1% lives. They don't wait in lines. So if you win the lottery, you too won't have to wait in line. How about this? A British tourist charged how much for ice cream? British tourists charged over $82 for 4 ice creams. So what's this story all about? And why do we care about it? It's on Rome's Spanish Steps. That's how much it cost. 4 tourists say that's what they were charged in Italy's capital. What do you expect? That is crazy. That's way too much for to eat ice cream. So each cone is about, what, 64 euros altogether, so that would be $84, so $14.15 a piece. Man, I think I'd skip the ice cream. I can't even comment on that story other than to say I'd skip the ice cream. That's just ridiculous. Why do they pay that much? Do they ask the price ahead of time? No, I don't understand. I speak very little English. Give me your money. That's a stick-up. That's what we call it in America. A stick-up for ice cream. Wow. Amazing. All right, a couple of other things that lend itself to the numbers game. We've really been beating up on cruises, haven't we? Somebody asked me the other day, well, what if we sponsored an America Tonight cruise? How would you feel about that? Could you guarantee that the boat wouldn't just become a floating sewer and we'd have to be towed in somewhere? So the 2013 cruise season started in a bad way, as we know. Carnival is doing some major overhauls. And on June 13th, Kate Middleton, who is close to the end of her pregnancy, by the way, is scheduled to christen the Royal Princess. It's a new ship from Princess Cruises that is debuting in Southampton, England. So they're trying to start off with some good PR. Cruise planners, by the way, say there's been a 25% increase in cruise sales in the first 4 months of 2013 compared to 2012. So it just goes to show you people maybe just don't care about what's happening. But Carnival is spending $300 million to add emergency generators, upgrade fire safety, and improve engine rooms on all 24 of their ships. They also spent $155 million rehabbing a 1996 ship called the Carnival Destiny, which relaunched this month as Carnival Sunshine. You know what they have on this boat? Check this out. Here's a numbers game for you. A 5-slide park, a 3-deck-high adults-only retreat with pool and waterfall, specialty restaurants galore, ropes course, and a putting green and a slew of other things. Wow. Ropes. A ropes course. A jazz club. That'll keep you busy. But I guess the cruise lines haven't been hit as hard as I thought. People aren't paranoid and worried that they'll end up floating at sea and have to be towed in. All right, stay with us as we hit the final turn here in this hour of America Tonight. We have a little O&E for you. We'll be right back.
Friction. It's the cholesterol of your diesel engine that clogs the arteries of your injectors, causing hard starts, bucking and chugging, and potential injector failure.
I used Hot Shot one time, drove to Alabama, 700 miles from where I live. I'll tell you what, it fixed the problem.
9 out of 10 failed injectors can be rejuvenated with Hot Shot's Secret Stiction Eliminator. One $52 bottle could save you the cost of an expensive injector replacement. Deep discount, today only. For today only, purchase Hot Shot Secret Stiction Eliminator online at $26.99. That's 50% off the retail price and includes free shipping. This price is only available online at HotShotSecret.com. Offer expires at noon today Pacific time. Visit HotShotSecret.com and click the microphone to grab your 50% discount and free shipping. This is a one-day promotion and will not be offered tomorrow or next week.
Hot Shot Secret, powered by science.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple. A case of 6 number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze Dry Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
It's time to get real.
It's time to prepare.
Economic collapse.
Social unrest.
Natural disasters.
Government takeover.
UN takeover.
Are you ready?
Ready?
Ready? Get ready at the Social Prepper Trade Show in Dalton, Georgia.
June 6th, 7th, and 8th.
3 massive days to learn self-reliance and emergency preparedness. Exhibitors ranging from survival, solar, power, food, protection, guns, ammo, disaster preparation products, hunting, and much more. Seminars by Dr. Wallach, Robert Henry, Raymond Blake Hogshead, Trish Deer, Sandy Hall, Rick Austin, Survivor Jane, and more of our nation's experts on survival and preparedness.
Don't miss the Social Prepper Trade Show.
June 6th through 8th, Dalton, Georgia. For discount tickets, prize raffle, and info, go to socialprepper.com.
Enter code GCN for 50% online ticket discount purchase.
The Social Prepper Trade Show.
Presented in part by GCN.
Just make you cringe. Like this one. I don't know if this is appropriate or not appropriate. I love kids, so I don't have any problems with kids being around at all. But Democratic Congressman Mel Watt decided to bring his grandson to Eric Holder's hearing on Capitol Hill. What was he thinking? So the grandson, Nico, started crying while the congressman tried to ask Holder a question. I mean, he was sitting there with the grandson on his lap. So I'm going to call foul on that. You know, if it's if we live in a world of fair or foul, I'm going to say foul. You can bring your grandson to work, and he was absolutely adorable. But in a big hearing like the deal with Holder, not such a great idea. Might have been better to stay for him to stay in the office, I'm going to say. Human cloning. We've been talking about this, hearing about this for a long time. Scientists say using cloning technology to transform human skin cells into embryonic stem cells, which is an experiment that may revive the controversy. It's, you know, we know that. But they are close, supposedly, to creating a human clone. They showed for the first time it's possible to create cloned embryonic stem cells that are genetically identical to the person from whom they are derived. Wow. They could go on to differentiate, of course, in key spots, heart, nerve, muscle, bone, all that kind of stuff that make up the human body. Remember Dolly, the sheep, in 1996? Well, since then, they've cloned about 20 species, rabbits, goats, cows, cats. But they can't create biologically identical copies of any monkey or primate, and that would include humans, because maybe they say their reproductive biology is more complicated. I don't know, I find the cloning of humans just a tad creepy for me. How about you? You want a clone of yourself? What do you think? Would you want a clone? How weird would that be? Let's say you didn't have children, or you have children, and you had the money, and you decided that they had a way to clone humans, and then you were cloned. I mean, think about the DNA from an unfertilized human egg, and then the mature skin cell containing the patient's DNA, and putting that into that egg. Then you get the chemical reaction that causes the cells to fuse and begin development, and it leads to what I think could be disaster, or maybe I've seen too many movies. I don't know. But they say they could use cloning to treat illness, and that would be good. Degenerative things like blindness and all that kind of stuff. So there is a reason for the madness, something that might be useful for lots of people. But I just think if we go way on the other end of that spectrum, having a clone of yourself, I don't know. A little creepy. I'm going to say foul. I'm going to call foul on that, odds and ends. Good for the scientists, though. It has to be exciting to get close, to feel like you're getting really, really close. All right, $100,000 worth of jewelry. How would you like to have that stolen from your house? Well, I guess I would ask myself, do you have $100,000 worth of jewelry that somebody's going to go after? And apparently, there was a woman in Michigan who had just that happen. Somebody, a mob broke in and stole that amount of money, that amount of jewelry estimated to be worth $100,000. From this woman, and it caused a rippling effect in the in that area on Michigan Avenue. It's called the Gold Coast, and the Gold Coast often is in lockdown, so they're not used to such things because of how heavily some of those buildings have, you know, how many guards. I shouldn't say how many guards, but they have somebody patrolling the area. So how'd they get up there? I guess that would be my question. I'm still thinking about the $100,000 worth of jewelry, and that's nothing. People have millions of dollars, but usually it's locked up in a safe somewhere. This may be one of the craziest odds and ends that I've came across. I thought I was misreading it when somebody sent me the story earlier, but using the Bible as a weapon, I'm going to go along with that being a little creepy, too. A 57-year-old woman allegedly beat another woman with a Bible. That's what happened. A North Carolina native, Evelyn Mills Moore, was arrested, charged with beating another woman, inflicting serious injury. She used her fists first, and then the Bible, assaulting her, hitting her over and over and over and over again. So the Bible caused bruises on her head, face, and arms. What was she thinking? What could they possibly have gotten into an argument about that led to taking the good book and slapping the holy hell out of her? I had to say that. I'm awful at jokes, but seriously, I think it's terrible. What there was no but see, it's an incomplete story because What's the explanation for why this happened? Was she provoked? Was she crazed? What was the deal? Why did she do that? Why did she go after her and she just read? Probably what happened is she just went for the Bible because that was the closest thing to her, I'm assuming. But what provoked her to get to that length? It's like when I read stories about, and I can only imagine the horrible things that have happened sometimes, but when you read stories about someone smashed someone over the head, it happens every so often with a frying pan. Like they'll say, iron cast, how are they not dead? I can't think of an iron cast frying pan coming down on your head and you're not, at the very least, having a concussion. But picking up the frying pan, no, it's like it's the weapon that could put you in jail for the rest of your life and kill the person that's there with you. And I guess with the Bible, she was hitting her so hard, that's what skin bruises, and that's what led to the bruising. Wow. And here we go again. What is with people and explosive devices? I want to take a week and I want to just go through all the news stories and find out how many times we hear about homemade explosive devices. A bomb squad detonated 17 of them in an apartment in Los Angeles on Wednesday. They spotted an explosive liquid in a man's car during a traffic stop. So he's booked on felony possession of destructive device. There were no signs he planned to use them. They believe he acted alone and had no apparent link to terrorism. He's described as a lone wolf, a tweaker, a hobbyist. And he's on probations for weapons violations. A small amount of meth, there's the tweaker thing, was found in his apartment. He's not in any of the databases or groups or any of that, but I'd say if they found the explosives, I would be asking, what are you doing with those explosives? Mostly pipe bombs, component parts and stages of construction. So they detonated them on a closed-off street behind a bunker, and the people that lived there were directed to a shelter during the evacuation. It lasted the whole day. So they just stopped this guy because his car wasn't registered. Then they saw the clear liquid that led them to his place, led them to the explosive stuff. So could be a timely stop for the police that were able to spot that. We don't know what he was going to do with that, but these bomb plots or explosive devices, very, very creepy, my friends. Do you really know who lives in your neighborhood?
Organic, the Pureganic Companion ebook and cookbook sets a new standard for purity in our diet with a 100% toxin-free lifestyle. It's time for an American renaissance in health and quality of life. This book is loaded with simple methods to holistically eliminate disease, original recipes, a 30-day diet plan, and much more. Purchase now at PureGanicCompanion.com. The Pureganic Companion, the preventative maintenance manual for the human body.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.